talk about changes that you've seen in the community in Salt Lake City, the Japanese American community over the years, and what your thoughts are about that?
Well, the Japanese are all very successful people. I think they've woven into the culture very well. As I said, many of them are LDS members, many are Buddhist temple members, and many are Christian church members. And they're a very active group. As I told you, they put out this 300-page history book, and it's called Japanese Americans in Utah. And even though that was done in 1996, quite a few years ago, I keep hearing from people all over that say, you know, we just keep reading that book and it gets more interesting as the years go by. And I'm sure glad that Ray Uno had the foresight to kind of force this project to happen, because it really chronicles all of the Iseis and the pioneers and the way things were in Box Elder County and Utah County and Davis County and the great baseball games that we used to have in the 50s and the great basketball tournaments we had in the 50s. And all of that would be forgotten if it weren't chronicled in this book. And there has even been talk that we might even update it for events that have happened in 15 years since. Mm-hmm.
So you're very active, you know, the museum and with this book. And what motivates you to speak out about, you know, your experience during the war? And
well, it's not difficult for me to talk about Topaz, because when I was in there, I was 7 to 10 and a half years old, and that's just old enough to remember everything, but it's also young enough to not bear any heavy memories of what took place. And I was just a little too young to understand that our constitutional rights were taken from us. I didn't understand that, but I do today. But because of that, I think it's a lot easier for me to talk about Topaz than it would be somebody who was 15 or 19 years old in Topaz. And like my mother, it was a very stressful situation for many people. And I'm just happy that I can tell about my experiences there.
Great. Is there anything else you want to share or talk about?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview. It was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.